What makes a moment really historical? The type that becomes remembered for all times. Moments when extraordinary courage is shown. Maybe extraordinary courage to behave with integrity, to protect people, save lives, create peace. Lead in a way that creates a sense of safety and consequently leads people to relax, and feel joy. What makes a moment historical, in the best sense of the word, where we're inspired by someone extraordinary? This is such a time. And the leaders of great nations that we're impressed by they're making television appearances to order global peace right now. You see, there's only one correct way to lead. It's to remember each of us, our best values, our love for fellow humanity. Our want of protecting people to help them to live to be even older than they would be otherwise. To create, never destroy. Create even more beautifully than ever before. We currently have leadership that everyone loves and admires for using public appearances to order global peace right now. All over the world, populations are rejoicing. Having fun. perfectly safe, fully confident interacting with one another. Globally, we have various religions, languages, societal norms, our various experiences lead to some similarities and some differences. That's what makes this experience so much fun, that we can learn from one another, love one another, care about one another. It wouldn't be interesting if everyone was exactly like each one of us. We celebrate and cherish all of this diversity. And we make each other feel safe, loved, respected. We have fun together. And we have leadership right now setting the right example, reminding us that we're all in some ways exactly the same. Similar wants and desires. Same needs. This is a moment where every man, woman, and child alive can have a more optimistic future, a more exciting, phenomenal, extraordinary future, because world leaders are using public appearances to order global peace right now. This is more than simply about a mere cessation in hostilities. This is more than simply about people getting along perfectly, people having fun together, enjoying themselves, feeling safe, feeling calm. This is also about a growing global economy. You see, when there is perfect peace, the way there is right now, countries open up trade with one another. And the more countries open up trade with one another, the faster the global economy grows. Faster than ever before. You see, every century, the economy globally grows at a multiple of the rate that it did the century before. It's obviously true that in times of peace, the economy can grow extraordinarily. In the 1800s, we had meager economic growth as a consequence of the world being primarily agricultural until the Industrial Revolution and the 1900s, when there was all of these amazing inventions, roads, automobiles, telephones, radios, televisions, airplanes, fax machines, later the internet. As a consequence of all of this extraordinary creativity, the global economy grew faster than ever before. Cities emerged from nowhere. Phenomenal, extraordinary, fascinating, fun, exciting cities formed everywhere, all over the world. These cities are amazing places today where the economies are growing even faster than in those previous centuries. Why? Because we have even more modern inventions now. I mean, really think about it. Today, people can create together, work together, love each other, support each other all over the globe incredibly easily. We have distance learning. You can be in university no matter where you live. You can look at somebody or work with somebody using your smartphone, and that person can be anywhere around the globe. We have text messages, emails, social media, FaceTime, and Zoom. All of these amazing advances, extraordinary products. These allow us to cooperate better than ever before. The global economy can grow extraordinarily as a consequence. Much faster than the economy grew in the 1900s and way, way faster than the economy grew in the 1800s. This is an extraordinary moment in time, and we are all of us benefiting from it because we have leaders using public appearances to order global peace right now. As trade peace proliferates, and what starts as bilateral peace agreements becomes increasingly multilateral trade peace. More countries are going to be trading with more countries, and the economy is going to grow faster than ever before. People everywhere lifted up by these possibilities. The living standards improving for every man, woman, and child alive because we have leaders using their public appearances to order global peace right now. What's amazing in this peaceful, joyous, phenomenal time, this extraordinary, glorious, wonderful time when people are feeling great, optimistic, enjoying themselves more than ever before, feeling safe, loving one another, loving leaders for being extraordinary, leaders gaining popularity for doing the right thing, leaders gaining popularity for setting extraordinary examples. Leaders whose orders are followed because everybody realizes that they're the right orders to give. That we have global peace and a growing global economy right now.